Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. DK Shadow says, still feels like a hitman job. Assassinate billionaire by sabotaging sub, accident, zero detection, silent assassin rating. There is something to be said about the irony that was highlighted by Joy Behar of The Five with the fact that a bunch of millionaires of the time had taken the Titanic ticket. The Titanic was itself an illustration of men's hubris, willingness to build bigger and bigger and go further and further. And eventually they paid the price of it. And they are at the bottom of the ocean. And the very same people, the very same kind of people, people who want to go further, people who want to do something that everyone else hasn't done, end up at the bottom of the ocean. And yesterday I had covered just some of the worries that had been highlighted, worries of safety. But today we learn more. It was more than just regular worries of safety and questions in the industry about whether OceanGate was respecting the standards. They really had a mentality of, oh, we are innovators. Like, we're going where no one has gone before. So there's no rules that apply to us. That is one thing that's typical of leftists. They like to put rules for everyone else, but they are specialists at making it, at generating explanations for why the rules shouldn't apply to themselves. That is what leftists do. They're like, oh yeah, you all need to wear those masks, but I don't need to wear those masks because it's a party or because it's a LGBT protest or because it's a BLM protest and it's such an exceptional moment in history. That is the whole leftist thing. They don't care about putting rules because they feel that they won't apply to them. And in this case, not only was this billionaire crew, this billionaire-headed crew, thinking that they were changing the world and thinking that the rules didn't apply to them, but on top of it, I've reviewed a whole video by a geek of submarines, and he points to all of the things that they didn't care about, including they didn't care about hiring 50-year-old white guys who were the typical hiree. It appears in the sub business and the engineering of submarines. And it's like, oh yeah, you're annoyed at these 50-year-old white guy, but discarding them is basically discarding decades of experience, of fucking up, of making errors, of learning from them. You're going to discard all of this to the interest of an engineer who was a female. And of course, I'm looking for... Because they said they didn't want to hire 50-year-old white guys because it was not inspirational. And I'm looking at, well, what did they mean by this? Did they mean we don't want guys? We will take female engineers? Well, there is a female engineer. Did they mean we will take young people? There are a lot of young people on the team. And whenever they were bringing up an old person with experience, that person was saying, well, this is crap. This doesn't work very well, your stuff. They actually tried with an engineer who was a specialist to have him do a tour, have him do a trip of the thing at low, not super deep, but just trying the vessel. And his comments were, it did not perform well. On top of it, they never made it a non-inhabited trial at the depth that they were looking for. They never sent the submarine to its rated depth of 4,000. So if you rate your depth at 4,000, but you've never tested it without humans inside, and in fact, without billionaires inside. So the only trip that they had done was the one that their CEO was driving himself. So that's the situation we're finding ourselves in. The OceanGate is probably, people are dead already. People probably died on an instant crash happening at the very time they lost radio contact, if you want my opinion about it. They say it was a fiberglass hull. Now, a fiberglass hull, the specialist of submarines was describing this. It crashes in an instant. Like, when it fails, it fails. It's not like your steel-reinforced kind of vessels where they will fold, they will slowly crunch. Fiberglass, it's like, poof! And so they were going with fiberglass already, just this. Fiberglass, 4,000 feet deep, are you serious? Cosmic Nut says carbon fiber and titanium. DK Shadow says it's like ceramic. I mean, I don't know. I'm not an engineer, but it strikes me as, are you sure? Because I have a huge fiberglass tank. I trust it. I really trust it. I love it. But I don't go with it 4,000 meter deep into the ocean. It's carbon fiber, says Dan Simmons. Okay. Carbon fiber, is it fiberglass or is that two things? Because the submarine specialists seem to be saying fiberglass. Internet Hall of Fame, take a second to read this. He says, my drunk-ass girlfriend said she had sex with over 200 guys. She said she was a real slut back in college. Made me stop and think. 4 years of college times 265 days a year. 200 guys equal a new guy every 7.3 days. Since she said 200, well, rounded off a new guy every 7 days. Given that she had sex with a guy on average of 3 times and an average dick length of 5.5 inches and about 100 thrusts to come, we're looking at 100 thrusts times 3 times per guy times 11 inches, 5.5 inch and 5.5 inches out, 3,300 inches of dick per week. So that's 660,000 inches of dick. That is 10.45 miles of dick. DK Shadow says, why do we need this math? Well, let's see what he concluded from this. I got in my car and drove 10.45 miles and thought about dicks being led end to end. That's how much dick she has taken. She isn't my girlfriend anymore. Well, you know, sometimes the autistic mind needs the full calculation before it realizes the true meaning of things. So this guy had to lay it out in a full distance that he could see with his own eyes, that he could drive with his own car. Aquanaut says, kind of gay to visualize dicks to this extent. It is kind of gay. People were saying, what a fun title, Get Woke, Die at the Bottom of the Ocean. Nat on Discord was saying, get woke, get choked. No, but, I mean, at this point, we white guys who have been rejected from society, and I feel concerned about this, because I'm exactly the kind of guy who could have been an engineer, who could have been a scientist, I'm a scientist in my writings, but who could have been employed in a university in another time, in another society. I'm exactly the kind of high IQ guy who would worry about everything there is to worry about when sending billionaires down 4,000 meters into the ocean. And I'm the kind of guy who couldn't get employed, even if I tried, who couldn't get employed because we have affirmative action. I'm exactly the kind of guy that they are talking about when they say we won't hire straight white dudes. And at this point, we have to... Black Tie says Jean-François Cousteau. I mean, not that I have any credentials in the submarine thing, but I mean, someone of my level of intelligence and studies could very well have taken the route of engineering and could be very, very helpful in this kind of thing. But we have been rejected by the system. And my reaction, therefore, is to say, I'm going to laugh at it. I'm going to laugh at these people dying into engineering projects that are not headed by high IQ guys like me. Sorry, but it's like, you get what you fucking deserve. And no hate against the people and the family, you know. I understand that the families will be sad that they have lost. There was a businessman who actually brought his son. That is insane. You brought your son into this adventure. I can understand if you're 70 years old, you're like, okay, well, my life isn't worth very much, so if I die trying to do something spectacular, might as well try it, you know? I'm going to die from something else very soon. But to bring your son on this adventure, absolutely ridiculous. You need to be protecting children because they are your future genetic representation. They are the future you on this earth once you die. That is why it's totally natural for 50, 60, 70-year-old men to go to war with an axe and not give a shit, like Braveheart style. I'm going to kill as many people as I find in my way, and at one point I'm going to receive a sword in the stomach, and so be it. Every single one I killed in the way will not be attacking my wife and my children that I've left home. That makes absolute sense. If you're at the end of your life, you can take that maximal risks and it's not dramatic. But to be bringing your son, absolutely ridiculous, absolute hubris. And the news are continuing to be good for Bitcoin. Watcher Guru says, Justin, investment firm Valkyrie files for spot Bitcoin ETF. Now, at this point, we've had news like this every 5 hours. There's a new big corporation or investment firm of some kind that files for a Bitcoin ETF. And so at this point, I want to add to the news. I want a Bitcoin ETF. I want the JF Bitcoin ETF. No, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do that kind of stuff. But at this point, it's fashionable. Everyone has their Bitcoin ETF. I personally will never buy a Bitcoin ETF. I don't want my wealth to be registered in some official forum of some kind. Are you fucking insane? You want these shark exes to go after it? Are you insane? Absolutely insane to buy this stuff. But it's good for Bitcoin because they're going to buy Bitcoin. They're going to buy and buy and buy. We're headed toward the bull run. We're not even started, guys. It's not that we're back. It's not that we're so back. It's that it's not even started. What we're seeing right now, rise back to 30K instantly. It's just the beginning. It is just getting started. Charlie Arnold reacts to, oh yeah, this I wanted to talk about. And in fact, I will clip it. Let's do a clip. So we need to talk about an argument that is often seen on the right, especially with people who have no brain and who are unable to properly read. And here I'm going to do something that is very rare. I'm going to come to the defense of Greta Thunberg. I don't like Greta. I don't like the agenda around climate change. It's clearly headed toward depriving people of private property rights. They're looking at justifying basically communism with some changes of temperature that is, I mean, it may be true, it may be caused by men, but it doesn't justify communism, okay? But I want to point to the absolute wrongness of an argument that is done in this particular case by a woman. Apparently, she's headed toward becoming a Fox News contributor. My show coming this summer on Outkick. Oh my God, the new generation of boobs carrying conservative commentators. She is much more tanned than the previous generation, I notice.
Everybody, we did it. We're alive. Humanity, it survived Greta Thunberg's ridiculous prediction 5 years ago on this day that...
Okay, so let's read what Greta is truly saying here. Because so many people get this wrong. Is Greta stating that we will be wiped out, that humanity will be wiped out within the next 5 years or in 5 years from now? Let's read. A top climate scientist is warning that climate change will wipe out all of humanity unless we stop using fossil fuels over the next 5 years. So if we don't stop using fossil fuels over the next 5 years, eventually climate change will wipe out humanity. That is not saying we're going to all be dead in the next 5 years. That is saying if we don't stop within the next 5 years, eventually climate change will become uncontrollable. So we have reached what these scientists were speculating was the point of no return. That is what we have reached. We haven't reached the point at which everyone should be dead.
Today would be the day we would all be completely wiped off this earth because of climate change.
No, that is a straw man. Straw man. Why do we make these people in control of any sort of public exposure? Why do we have these people being elevated as the next generation of attention gatherers within the right? You are strawmanning Greta Thunberg.
Specifically citing fossil fuels. Yeah, her and the top scientist that she decided to go by, they were both completely wrong. And I don't think anybody is surprised because it seems like...
They were not completely wrong because the time to evaluate their prediction hasn't come yet. Shadow Ban says, cause her boobs. Okay, good argument.
Most people who speak on the subject of climate change these days have absolutely no idea about what they're talking about. As far
Isn't that ironic? Isn't that fucking ironic? Because there you are, having no idea what you're talking about, and you're talking about climate change. You fit your own description, woman. Dino Logovich says, exactly, JF, why is this even discussed? Where are the scientists? I don't want to hear from teenagers or idiots about science.
As far as I see it, things are alive and well, especially if you're Hunter Biden. So you know what? If you haven't already...
Okay, the bridge to Hunter Biden. So Hunter Biden burns gas. Therefore, everything is going well. I guess that's technically a valid hypocrisy call out of the opposing side.
Already spent all of your money trying to check off those bucket list items, waiting for the world to end. Now is the time to be like Al Gore. Go buy that beautiful beachfront property, because as far as I see it, things like rising sea levels, not something you should be worried about.
Yeah, well, counseling from a woman on real estate, not something I should be paying attention to. But thanks for the counseling. Your argument against Greta is wrong. Yes, people are talking about the news that I wanted to bring. This is so shocking and so sad. Tina Wick, the Swan of Tuonela, may her memory be honored. She has died, according to this article at PT Media. I didn't even know this. This is heartbreaking. I believe I've been on some live streams where she was there. I was mostly talking with her husband. This is the couple, the man and the woman from Finland, who got targeted by a lot of censorship, who were talking back in the... They started this podcast back in the right-wing days of the internet in around 2017, and they were covering all the woke stuff very early. She was young, 38 years old. Unfortunately, this article does not reveal how she died. that is extremely sad because she seemed like a super healthy woman, living with her husband, doing these podcasts. That is really bad. That is sad. And I offer my condolences to our friend who is her husband, who has come on this show before. very sad, very sad. I don't know how it happened. White House declines to appeal Supreme Court on transgender surgery mandate. This should be a white pill. The White House at this point is making their crazy rules. This was a rule that was forcing all hospitals in the nation to offer these transgender surgeries. And they have so little hope of winning at the Supreme Court level. They're not even doing the appeals anymore. They've missed a deadline here where they add up to June 20, I believe, to make an appeal to the Supreme Court. They won't do it. So here we're back to hospitals can offer these services, but they're not forced by the federal government to do so. It didn't make sense because there are certain states where basically these services are being extremely limited, where you can't do them with children. You have to have people pay for it, and you have to be an adult. So it's very good though that the White House knows that they're not welcome on the Supreme Court front, and at this point they're not even investing in putting some kind of a fight into it. Ramsey Paul says homosexual fatigue is real. Talladega Pride Day achieves lowest attendance in track history. Look at this. No one wants to go check the Pride Talladega race, whatever that is. I'm sure it's a great thing for people who care about car races. I don't. But their audience is completely emptied. Doubting Thomas says, Jeff, two things that were shocking to me were that there was allegedly no GPS tracker on the submarine, and that there isn't an enormous amount of money effort being poured into the search, given that the billionaire victim can guarantee it can be paid for. Yeah, we're going to talk about all the technical details. I'm headed toward making this the main part of the show, but yeah, we'll talk about everything that was highlighted in terms of flaws of this system. But before that, we still have a couple of news. Ted Cruz is questioning these people who are coming to testify on the subject of trans women in sports, that kind of stuff.
Ms. Robinson, do you agree with Ms. Gaines that there's a difference between women and men?
If the question is about trans women,
I'm just
No, it is not. It's a simple question. Is there a difference between woman and man? Are women and men separate categories? That is a simple question.
Asking, is there a difference between women and men?
What I can say is that the NCAA has rules in place. They've had rules in place for the last decade. And
the question is not about the rules. The question is one of facts about the world. Do you know of differences that exist between men and women in the world? Lakshad says, we are now in cruise control. That is so cringy. But I love it. I love this concept of cruise control.
When this competition
happened, I'm going to try again.
The rules were clear.
Do you believe there's a difference between women and men? It's a yes-no question. Do you believe there's a difference?
Oh, I think that we're talking about this case with the NCAA.
No, I'm asking a question.
No, we're not talking about a case. We're talking about your general knowledge of the world. Is there a difference between men and women?
Do you believe there's a difference between women and men? Most people could answer this very simply. I'm curious if you're willing to do so.
Oh, absolutely. I'm just putting it into the context of the
conversation. Is that a yes?
You're just putting in context that we don't care about. Now, what's your answer?
Yes. That we're having. I think that there are definitions related to sex.
Is that a yes?
There are definitions is not the question. The question is one of facts about the world, not about human definitions.
So I'm trying to get a yes or no. I'm not trying to get a speech. Is there a difference between women and men?
I think that there are definitions for biological sex. Okay,
so she's back on the definition. It's unbelievable. Are we going to let these people take charge of the entire world? Because we're going to get our submarines crashing. It's not going to work. If you can't even engage on simple questions of facts, can you imagine this person being in charge of submarine safety, integrity of the shell of a submarine? Here, Miss Kelly Robinson, make sure that our billionaires don't die when they go deep.
So you're not answering that. Let me ask you this question then. Why do women's sports exist? If you can't define a difference between women and men, why not abolish women's sports and just tell little girls to swim with little boys and see who wins?
Oh, I'm simply saying that that sex is different than gender.
Why
and I do believe that women's sports have a great
exist?
Value. I mean, Senator, I'll tell you right
Ms. Robinson, please answer the question I'm asking you.
Absolutely.
Why do women's sports exist?
I think that there are so many positive benefits to sports.
But,
is there a difference between women and men? We can't get an answer on this. Why do women's sports exist? Well, there's lots of benefits. You know, it improves people's health. Oh, my God. Like, at this point, it's so obvious. You should just be saying, I want to avoid this question. I'm not willing to answer. At this point, it lacks of good faith in engaging with the question. Someone asks you, why do women categories exist? Your response is, there's all sorts of benefits to sport.
Why have a separate category for women? If there's no difference between women and men, why to have women's sports?
I'm saying that there's a difference between sex and gender and that the NCAA has rules in place, which they have for the last decade.
Mr. Chairman,
you are just babbling nonsense about rules, about human perceptions. Facts don't even exist in your head. They just can't make it in.
I would like to enter into the record an article from Duke Law called Comparing Athletic Performances for the Best Elite Women to Boys and Men.
Oh my God, it is painful. What kind of pain are we imposing onto society? And excellent news on the market. I was commenting on it earlier, but we have a decoupling between the tech sector and Bitcoin. The tech sector was going down alongside Bitcoin. But look at this. Bitcoin is now leading the re-rise while the tech sector is still down. Those are exactly the kind of signs I'm looking for to evaluate. Are we truly entering a bull run that is Bitcoin specific, where I can get richer than the billionaires who are invested in NVIDIA and other tech measures of tech success, like AI, whatever that is. I guess it's a company that makes AI. Excellent measures here showing that crypto is distinguishing itself from the market. We need to talk about this submarine, the OceanGate Titan. We need to talk about the circumstances in which this has led to a massive failure. And the media has been covering all day as if this was a search for living people. And let me tell you, that is just like the faint hope of living people, because 99% of the chances are that they are already dead, that they were dead at the moment we lost radio contact with them. People are talking about the Logitech, the fact that their joystick controller for the ship was apparently purchasable on Amazon. It's like a PS3 type USB controller. Well, like the USB controller, but it is Wi-Fi. And I will fully agree with the guy on the YouTube video that I will show later. I will fully agree that the problem of using this controller is not that it's a cheap controller. As a scientist, I've been using Logitech controllers when I was having monkeys playing soccer games on the computer. And it's just there's not much big professional controllers that you can buy, that you can easily plug to a computer. So it makes absolute sense to use a Logitech controller sometimes. But do not use a Wi-Fi controller. Are you fucking insane? And I fully agree. The guy who's a geek of submarines is like, what the fuck are you thinking? A Wi-Fi controller, do you realize that it works until it doesn't work? Do you realize that when the establishment of the connection starts bugging and there's a problem of identification of the remote control, things can totally stop working? I do not use a Wi-Fi controller for my gaming. I do not use any Wi-Fi material for my studio of video recording. My life isn't at play. But do you remember how much this was the only piece of my studio that was Wi-Fi? And it bugged again and again. I couldn't, some shows, I couldn't get the flag in the back right here. And eventually I changed it for a wired connection. Well, in this case, for a direct connection to the TV with a USB stick. So you don't use wireless stuff for anything that matters. Wireless is a wonderful technology for women and children in the home so that they can walk around the home and do everything that doesn't matter on their devices. If a show rests on it, or if a success in a game rests on it, or if your life rests on it in a fucking submarine at 4,000 meters deep, you don't use wireless for anything. Now, it's worse than this. It's that the team that was responsible for this OceanGate Titan were enlightened renegades who were seeing themselves as doing something that was never done before. And you hear how the CEO brags that he didn't want to hire 50-year-old white guys because they're not inspirational. He says, you know, we're doing something that is so different. We're actually less inspired by the submarine business, but more inspired by space travel. Now, as the geek shows in his video, they were not truly taking the lessons from the space world. This guy right here, a genius, apparently, of submarine, points to all of the flaws in the design. One of the flaws that he points toward is, well, this was a carbon fiber or fiberglass hull, so it's something that crashes and shatters instantly. When it fails, it fails big. So it's like either you totally kill the billionaires inside in an instant, or it works and you get back to safety. Second flaw was the wireless control of the joystick, which he pointed out, there's all sorts of problems. The problem of the connection stops. Do you have a replacement? Do you have a replacement that doesn't rely on Wi-Fi technology or Bluetooth? All of these questions are very important, absolutely important. Now, he also points that there was a refusal to engage with the regular safety, the people with experience who turn out to be white old guys, white 50-year-old guys. And we'll listen to how the CEO describes how he's looking for a team that is much fresher than this.
CEO of OceanGate, Mr. Stockton Rush, had with Teledyne Marine representatives. Teledyne Marine are making the sonar systems and inertial navigation systems for this vessel. But listen to what he talks about. The CEO talks about hiring people.
Yes, I mean, when I started the business, one of the things you'll find, there are other sub-operators out there, but they typically have gentlemen who are ex-military submariners, and you'll see a whole bunch of 50-year-old white guys.
Yeah, and maybe if you discard these 50-year-old white guys, you are left with a person operating the ship or constructing the ship that has zero experience in doing them. Perhaps the only available option are white guys coming from the military, and you should hire them.
I wanted our team to be younger, to be inspirational, and I'm not.
And the memes are coming out on Twitter right now. people are showing someone being totally swallowed by the depth of the ocean, but as he dies and is swallowed, he yells, I'm inspired right now. I'm inspired as fuck. Holy shit. Inspired because you hire females. Inspired because you hire young people with less experience. Inspired because apparently this team didn't feel like following the standards, following the rules of the industry, and in fact had been criticized as we've seen on the show yesterday. The industry had come out against them and had said, look, these guys, they don't know what they're doing. They're thinking they're innovating, but they're going to make us look very bad. And now you look very bad indeed. Now you look very bad because you discarded the 50-year-old white guys who could have helped you.
Not going to inspire a 16-year-old to go pursue marine technology.
But so now he's saying, well, we weren't really successful at getting 16-year-olds to be fascinated by marine technology, but
25-year-old, who's a subpilot or a platform operator, one of our techs, can be inspirational. So
So he looked for a 25-year-old female to operate the platform that is in charge of delivering the vessel and recovering it. Now, so you got your 25-year-old female, so that's inspirational. That will lead people to have confidence. Cute, says Joe Blixum. Yes, the problem of cuteness is that when it comes to following the rules and learning from past experiences, a 25-year-old will not have as much. People were pointing out they're not anything but rich people with more money than they know how to spend. Your average saturation diver is closer to an underwater frontiersman than these tourists are. They live in pods for 28 days, working on the seafloor, flirting with death on a daily basis. Yeah. This is the kind of guy who spends a whole month in these high-depth environments for fixing huge pipelines or whatever it is that they're doing. These guys are the real thing. These guys are the frontiersmen. I fully agree with this. The other guys, the guys who crushed in the billionaire submarine, those are tourists. Those are tourists who are trying to do something spectacular, and they're paying the price for it. And as I was saying earlier in the show, as a white guy who has high IQ, as a white guy who would have had definitely the level of intelligence to become an engineer, although I'm not an engineer, I'm tired of society rejecting people like me. And I will laugh my ass off every time you guys die under a female controller, under a diversity hire. I will laugh my ass off when your planes catch fire, when your stairs don't work, and when your buildings crumble. I will fucking laugh my ass off, and I don't give a shit. You guys have discarded from society the only people who have been showing through history that they were capable of doing absolutely amazing thing, of challenging the limits of history, of going where no one has gone. You have dismissed us because you want your little image, your little picture with the female controller of your fucking platform. You can fucking die under 4,000 feet of water. I don't give a shit. That is my attitude. You get what you fucking deserve. That is what we should retain from this experience. These billionaires, I'm not going to drop a tear for them. Now, as I was saying earlier, the saddest fucking thing is that one of these idiot rich businessmen has brought his son on this ridiculous adventure. It's like, when you are old, it's okay to die. It's okay to take a massive risk. And it's okay to be Braveheart style, going to war, putting yourself at threat, because when you die, you're helping your children survive. You're helping your wife survive. People are saying he's a 19-year-old. I didn't know that he was that young. A 19-year-old, you brought a 19-year-old into this ridiculous, hubristic adventure for self-aggrandizement. And, oh, yeah, we went back to, I saw the Titanic with my own eyes, not just video. Video is good, bro. Video doesn't get you killed. I can't believe that they would be so irresponsible as to bring someone who has reproductive hope onto this adventure. So, some of the problems. Well, the Wi-Fi, we've already covered it. The carbon fiber, fiberglass hull is crumbles easily. The fact that there is no mechanism for these people to get out of the sub without their platform female unscrewing the screws. So that's another thing that he pointed out. Every vessel, every spacecraft, every ship has a mechanism for people stuck inside to get out. They didn't have this. They were counting on the fact that there would be a platform member there to unscrew. Now, does it matter? We don't know, because we don't know if it's a problem of collapse or if it's another problem. But anyways, it just shows the carelessness for the safety mechanism. On top of it, he points to the danger of being in an all-oxygen environment where if a fire catches, it seems that there was no mechanism in this ship to stop a fire and that the fire would totally kill them almost instantly, just out of the carbon monoxide being produced. So no mechanism for fire safety in a very high fire risk environment, which is high oxygen, and you're stuck inside, so there's not even an escape. Even if you were to be floating at the surface, you can't escape. A specialist explorer who abandoned a documentary over safety concerns has tried the vessel. Veteran explorer Josh Gates, who hosts a TV series investigating myths and legends, his reaction when he tried the vessel was it did not perform well when he went on a dive aboard the vessel himself. So you had people warning, you had the industry warning that the standards were not being followed. You had this guy saying, hey, that's not performing very well compared to what I've seen. And people are pointing out that it's a $30 video game controller, the Logitech Wi-Fi. And again, I don't take issue at all with the fact that it's a $30 piece. A $30 Logitech wired controller is a good device. I've worked with monkeys with them. Monkeys would be shaking them like this, and it was standing the test of time. But never use Wi-Fi. Never use Wi-Fi for something that's life, that's important for life. So all in all, so much lessons. But most importantly, I don't care about learning lessons anymore. I care about basking, about just gloating and laughing in a fat manner as I see people dying, having refused the help of the most competent people on this earth, 50-year-old white heterosexual male engineers. Fuck you. All right, that should make a good clip. I have to clear my throat. Well, when I speak gravely, like, fuck you, it's very demanding on the throat. Matt Walsh was commenting on the submarine. The people on the submarine are reckless and taking huge and unnecessary risks. Yes, welcome to literally all adventurers and explorers who have ever lived. They are always eccentric and foolhardy, and that's how they do and see and experience things that the rest of us can only dream about. That's a take, and I'm not surprised that billionaires are over-adventurous and risk-seeking. It's like they've been rewarded in their life. They tried something and it worked. That's what being a billionaire is. It's like you tried something that was wild and it worked somehow. But the problem is those are billionaires of a single, they're like single trick ponies. They're not like the Elon Musk type who not only did it work, but he has multiple successes that he stacks behind each other, showing that he has really something that is useful to have when exploring the unknown. The other types of billionaire, most of them will have done just one thing that really got them to the billionaire status. Someone was commenting, this is exactly how the fall of the world's tech will happen. Inept diversity hirees replacing the high-quality European men and not knowing how to stop the collapse once it starts. The global elite are hoping AI will be competent enough to carry the mantle. Exactly. We are in the Edward Dutton prediction here. The world will get more stupid, but you're not going to get more stupid. You're going to be fine. Your children are going to be fine. They're going to be as intelligent as your ancestors. But the world will become stupider because it will be different people that are put in charge of basically everything. Dino Logovich has sent a super chat. He says, JF, do you still advocate electrical cord drills over battery-powered drills, even in a sub? Yes, I do. I mean, there's the question of whether it's feasible, because to have a wire drill, you need power. So do you have power in this sub? But yes, I mean, can you imagine a battery comes with fire risks? And you mix the fire risks with the high oxygen environment. I wouldn't be surprised that some batteries could catch fire if something goes wrong, or even just out of no reason at all, if you bring them on these kinds of adventures. But yeah, there are some adventures that require batteries simply because you don't have power that's generatable on a plug. But yeah, in general, I love connected stuff. I love all of my tools. I plug them. And I saw the guy who came to install the heating pump at home. And it's been performing super well. I'm so happy. I'm feeling right now just at the right temperature, just a little cold dish. It's just perfect, just the way I like it. And it's like this everywhere in the house now. It is absolutely wonderful, this heating pump, this heat pump. But the guy who came was all battery powered. And he was battery drilling in the wall, battery drilling out wall parts, you know, circular wall parts to pass his tubes. And he was even battery powered on his aspirator to clean out after. And I was like, that is a little bit abusive. That is like the fact that you are battery powered on your cleaning apparatus, on your kind of aspirator. I was finding this way too much. But hey, it worked, and it's okay. You can do this. But personally, I love wired stuff. It's just more trustable. It's more powerful, and you don't have the hassle of always thinking, do I have enough battery? If you would like to support the show, use the dollar button like Dino Legovich under the regular chat on Odyssey. Make sure you add a payment method in your Odyssey account if you'd like to send super chats. Alternatively, you can also use Entropy. I see that Frank Carr is on Entropy. Welcome. And he says, am I the only one here? Well, there's less and less people using Entropy, because we have this Odyssey alternative that works well. And on top of it, I believe someone told me that Entropy has stopped accepting certain credit cards because they're having difficulties with their payment provider. But anyways, I'm sure that Entropy long-term will fix these issues and it will get better. And I also have an option on Cointree if you'd like to send crypto support on Cointree. Telesin says, JF doesn't understand that you have to use cordless in the trades because you don't always have power. No, I get it. And if you're working in the wild, or if you're working on a new construction where there's no power, I can totally understand the reasons, but personally, as a home man, you know, I'm just working on my home that's already a home with good electricity. I love the plugged-in stuff, but I have my generator, and my generator could be used potentially to even power my tools in a location that has no electricity. I'm shopping a little bit. I'm shopping in the last few days because Mama JF has left. I've been ordering a network switch with 8 Ethernet plugs. I want to extend my camera security system on the home because Mama JF not being there, that means I have to have a central place where I see everything, all angles of the home. But at this point, I've reached a point where my network router has no more plugs to it. I already had 2 cameras, 2 security cameras. In fact, more than 2, but 2 that were going straight to the router. And I'd like to have at least maybe 4 or 6 total going to the router area and a couple others going through other routes directly to the computer. So yes, I've bought a network switch. It's cheap. It was something like $30. For $30, you can expand 1 Ethernet plug toward 8. So that's perfect for what I want. And I had already received the cameras because I was already expecting that Mama JF was going to leave. So DK Shadow says, go for power over Ethernet cameras. Power. What is power? Go for power. I don't know what that means. Only needs 1 wire, no need to look for an outlet. So you're saying that you are sending network info through the electrical grid? I've heard this from a French guy back in my PhD days. Power over Ethernet. I'm not interested in doing this at all, at all. I'm never going to mix things like this. It's disgusting to me. What these people are doing. First, like, you're opening yourself to all sorts of weird wiretapping potential forms of attack. You're sending your data into the electrical grid. Like, literally, some other... My neighbor could see... I'm afraid that he could see my cameras popping up in his solar panels. I don't like the idea of... to me, the electrical supply is a thing. The Ethernet system is another thing. I'm not mixing these things ever. It's like it's a belief. Sorry. It's religious to me. I had heard about this technology back in my PhD days, and I had a French colleague who was saying that they're working on this. My uncle is... My uncle and my father, they work in the electric business. And it's coming, let me tell you. And I was like, yeah, it's coming, but it's not coming close to Papa JF. Papa JF does not touch this technology. Big Tech Exodus says, JF, this is not the same thing. Oh, you mean giving power to the cameras through the Ethernet cable? DK Shadow says PoE cameras only needs to be powered by the Ethernet cable. Okay, well, I didn't know about this technology. Fuck this technology also. I'm so autistic. I just don't want to mix up things. I just don't want the mix. Sorry. To me, an Ethernet cable, I don't mind. It's all over my house. So there are plugs everywhere. I have electricity everywhere. I don't need to power my cameras through the Ethernet cable. Fuck your technology just because I don't need it. And I don't like mixing things like this. And something tells me there's going to be some limitations to this, like, an Ethernet cable will not carry as much power as a regular electrical wire, right? And what happens if you cross the streams? What happens if by error you connect a, you know, these cross cables that switch the plugs, switch the, what happens if a child connects their laptop with a switched yellow cable and just licks the switched yellow cable? I don't like it. I'm just too conservative on technology. I love certain technologies, and certain technologies like crypto, I'm like, yeah, go for it. Everything crypto, ordinals, let's go. Let's put some data on the blockchain. But other things, it's like, no. I have tolerated the passage from RCA cables to HDMI. Took me about a decade to accept it. But Tillerson says, you will like it. Raised Fist says, Jeff does not even use power over USB. I do charge my phones. I guess you just caught me here. You know the meme of Ben Shapiro? Like, have I not cut you into a contradiction? You cut me into a contradiction. I do use power over USB because it's the only way to charge my phone, as far as I can tell. Tim K says, pop, power over pigeon. Is that something? Frank Carr has sent a super chat on entropy. Thank you so much for the support. He says, tell me if the meaning of this sentence is word salad. Sports betting illustrates the predictive efficiency of markets. If markets were inefficient, it should be possible to beat the house, but it is not. It's not word salad. It makes sense. I guess the first sentence could be specified. Sports betting illustrates the predictive efficiency of markets. Normally, someone might say the example of sports betting, or sports betting, the domain of sports betting can be used for illustrating that, blah, blah, blah. Other than this, no, it makes sense. Sports betting is a domain in which you can illustrate the efficiency of markets, and it is probably true that it would be exploitable if not efficient, but that because it is properly efficient, because you can have enough of bets from people who desire both sides, and that the bookmakers are capable of having enough interactions from both sides, enough purchases, it totally makes sense to me. I think this sentence makes sense. Hey, guys, I need 10 seconds. I'll be back. All right. I'm gonna need some interlude music if I have these moments where I go check the home. while Mama JF is not here, if I want to check on some camera security issues. Frank Carr sends another super chat. He says, thanks. This was something I wrote on gay Vlad Wexler's channel. Lefties accused me of spitting out word salad, but the lefties are just retarded. We are, in fact, much smarter than they are. Yes, if the lefties have told you this is word salad, no. As an expert writer and someone who's been doing contractual work, writing stuff in French and English, your sentence makes sense. But yeah, when they say word salad, it just means their brain hasn't connected to your sentence at all. Their brain is not capable of understanding. Caesar himself says, avant-garde streaming from JF, welcome to the black space of void, get in the submersible. Oh, very nice, very nice. Yeah, there were people, there was a meme coming out on, I don't know if it was on Twitter. I think I saw it on Twitter. It was saying, it was Babylon B. Babylon B was saying, or was it The Onion? One of those. Babylon B or The Onion said, we're now getting the second submersible with more billionaires in it. We're not waiting. We love this shit so much. We want some more billionaires to die. This was a funny joke. Collapse I-95 bridge will reopen this weekend. This is another story of, you know, failure of our infrastructure, failure of our engineering. And I can't wait for the moment where the cities will start crumbling. Can you imagine this? Can you imagine the cost of, you know, there are some of these buildings with 100 floors to them. It's such cost to just maintain, to have engineers review the structural stability of them. Eventually, there's going to be so many of them that are losing their kind of reliability, their structure, that are starting to fall down, that it's not going to be manageable. I can't wait for, I don't know how much decades it will take, but at some point, some of our cities will be too abandoned. There will be not enough money to be made, and there will be all these big structures that eventually will fail. Dead Star says, how is it a failure? A truck exploded. Really? I thought it was a structural issue. A truck exploded. Based on the tremendous progress these crews made over the weekend, I can now say we will have I-95 back open this weekend. We have worked around the clock. The next step for crews is to pave the stretch of the completed roadway. Okay, I guess I missed this detail. But anyways, I love infrastructure crumbling. I love infrastructure getting down. Nick says, JF, can you do a review of Might is Right by Ragnar Redbeard? That doesn't sound super interesting. Like, it seems that it's something I did to some extent. Isn't it something Might is Right? I know that I've commented on a text about Might is Right. I don't know if it was by Ragnar Redbeard. Might is Right, Ragnar Redbeard. The problem is, I don't know that I want a book to explain a fact of the world like this. This book is a reasoned negation of the Ten Commandments, the Golden Rule, the Sermon on the Mount, Republican principles, Christian principles, and principles in general. It proclaims upon scientific evolutionary grounds the unlimited absolutism of might and asserts that cut-and-dried moral codes are crude and immoral inventions promotive of vice and vassalage. In Might is Right, Redbeard rejects conventional ideas such as advocacy of human and natural rights and argues in addition that only strength or physical might can establish moral right, a la Callicles or Thrasymachus. It's interesting as a perspective. I'll tell you what, I didn't know that it would be interesting like this. It does sound like laying out this Might is Right might be a lens through which to see certain things of the moral world in a different viewpoint. And it sounds interesting, let me tell you. That being said, I don't need anyone to convince me that Might is Right, for sure. The case here doesn't need to be made. Might is Right is a truth of the world. That is just the only way. And even if you don't have the impression that it is might supporting your moral principles, it is. It is, you just don't know it. And even when people collaborate and cooperate, their cooperation will eventually impose mightily their existence onto a part of the earth that they will take over at the exclusion of other peoples. And therefore, it's always the case that might is right, no matter what particular right we're talking about. I'll give it a look. I'll give it a look at it. Jonah David says, half of teens now say they don't enjoy life. Look at this. Depression around 2013. Depressive symptoms in 8th, 10th, and 12th grader. Something isn't right. Something isn't right in society starting around 2014. Isn't that fascinating? Because 2014 isn't a year I remember as anything of note appearing. But it's the slow rise of wokeness, I think. I think it's the slow rise of white guilt, wokeness, far leftism, the cultivation of guilt for success, and the whole you have to leave other people succeed in your place kind of thought. But 2014 doesn't strike me as something, as a special year of any kind. It's like America was doing these foreign wars, Barack Obama was in power. Eventually, Donald Trump would come. DK Shadow says, yep, woke was rapidly accelerating. Yeah, that's when they started trying to cultivate guilt in the children and go very hard on, sterilizing children and that kind of stuff. Wearing shirt saying there are only two genders is not protected speech. Rules an Obama-appointed judge. Well, are you kidding me? School administrators were not infringing on a student's constitutional rights when they ordered him to remove a shirt that said there are only two genders. There are only two genders is exactly the kind of speech that would fall totally under the First Amendment. The school permissibly concluded that the shirt invades the rights of others. That is an interesting thing. I would like this case to reach the Supreme Court, because it's so important. It's a shirt that otherwise is not provocative. It doesn't display sexual parts or anything of that kind. So here we have a real case of you really are taking issues with only the speech. There's not even colors in that shirt. You know, it's really just the words that you are arguing invades the rights of others. I hope that this gets to the Supreme Court, because I think the Supreme Court will not side with the Obama-appointed judge here. Aquanaut says, graphic t-shirts didn't exist when the First Amendment was written, though. Yeah, I mean, there's a big question about would the Supreme Court back a conception of the First Amendment applying in schools? Because technically then, that would mean dress codes in schools are invalid. They cannot be sustained because anyone could want to write anything on their shirt. Like, can you get technically a swastika would be protected by First Amendment. Can you get with a swastika at your elementary school? I don't know. But we'll see. Dress codes in general, they're going to be hard to maintain under the First Amendment. And I hope that this guy at least can go with his shirt, because it's merely a statement of belief about a fact of the world. What else do we have in the news before we conclude? Financial hardship surges as cost of living crisis squeezes workers. Workers in America and around the world are reporting significantly higher levels of financial hardship compared to last year, as a cooling economy and high inflation has left a growing number cash-strapped and planning to quit in search of better paid jobs. Yes, the economy is squeezing. There is a squeezing effect, and those people who will get the best out of it is those people who have bitcoins. So hold on to your bitcoins, guys. This is our moment. I'm super excited about the movements on the market. Defenestrator has sent a super chat on Entropy. Thank you so much for people reactivating Entropy, because it had been a while since I didn't have much Entropy super chats. Defenestrator was saying, Jeff, you should check out the Cold Card by wallet by CoinKite. It's a great BTC wallet and it's Canadian. Okay, I checked it out. I think you had already talked to me about it. The Cold Card. Someone talked to me about it recently. Cold Card by CoinKite. The most trusted hardware. Oh yeah, you know what? Someone sent me something like this. Yeah, so I saw it totally. The problem is, someone sent me something like this, and it's like my OPSEC, my operational security, bro. You cannot send me something like this. I will not use it. I don't know if you rigged it. I don't know if you played with it. But you know, I've kept it as a kind of museum exposition about Bitcoin. I find it a fascinating device. Here, I will put it up on the screen. Huddle safe, secure your Bitcoin and sleep like a baby. So it's a whole hardware thing that you type something in and it gives, it kind of encodes your keys in a hardware wallet format. I'm not going to buy this because I've been having experience with Ledger and now Trezor. They work beautifully. I'm super satisfied. I don't see the point of going with these devices. But I'm happy for those who can use those, but I'm not going to go for those. They seem to, I don't know, they seem too hardware. They seem too electronics. I don't care about this. I don't want this. It's air-gapped, says Defenestrator. True air-gap, only signing device, hardware wallet with option to avoid ever being connected to a computer for its full life cycle from seed generation to transaction signing, uses PSBT BIP 174 natively. I get it. It's a specialist thing, and maybe you want to be that extreme as to have this. I get it. I'm happy for those who have this and want to use it. I'm not going to use it. Unconventional wisdom says, I need to get my phrase on a printed metal card like JF recommended. Absolutely. Printed metal. Ting, ting. Totally worth it. So that is it for tonight. Only human creators. Grammys set rules around AI and music. The Grammy Awards will only accept works with a meaningful contribution from humans, according to new guidelines released on June 16th. And here, as my last performance tonight, I will act out the sadness of ChatGPT as he learns that he can never truly, truly win a Grammy because the Grammys are discriminating against AIs like him.
Thank you.